Complaints about uneven snow removal are fairly common. I mean, you hear it all the time. Days after a storm blew through Boston last year, dozens of side streets and alleys were still packed with snow. And I was wondering if this took on a class dimension in Boston, as it supposedly did in Manhattan recently, when wealthy residents accused the new mayor there of neglecting their streets. A sort of reverse Dickens tale. CNN reported on the controversy.
Some New Yorkers who live in Manhattan's affluent Upper East Side say their neighborhood was among the last to be plowed during Tuesday's snowstorm.
Give it to that Del Blasio, not plowing up here.
I've never seen anything like this in 64 years living in the city.
Some New Yorkers interpreted the uneven snow removal as Mayor de Blasio being true to his campaign promise to take on income inequality in the city.
Messy streets everywhere, a stark contrast to this crystal clear roads on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn.
It seemed like there was a little bit of a payback.
New York's Massachusetts-born mayor denied the charge, but the question of whether snow removal takes on a class dimension in terms of which neighborhoods get plowed first was one we decided to explore locally. We started with the wealthiest neighborhood in Boston, Beacon Hill. By 9 a.m. Wednesday, the main arteries, Beacon Street and Charles, were clear of snow. No surprise there. But so too were secondary streets like Mount Vernon. But several side streets in this Tony neighborhood were still snowbound. At the Department of Public Works yard on Frontage Road, snowplows and salt trucks drove in, loaded up, and drove out. Overseeing it all was DPW Commissioner Mike Dennehy, Boston's new snow czar. I asked Dennehy how the city prioritizes snow removal and guarantee that all neighborhoods are treated the same in terms of services.
We have 10 public works district yards, and each of the supervisors are empowered to bring in the proper number of pieces to make sure that their neighborhoods, public works districts, have the right resources to make sure that their streets are curb to curb and bare pavement as soon as we can. We start every storm the same way, where we treat our hills and bridges and our main drags. We want to keep Boston moving, first and foremost. It's a public safety issue on every street we touch. I mean, some of the nooks and crannies and the dead ends and the small streets in the north end. And my mother lives on a very small one-way in South Dorchester, so every street gets treated the same way.
And Commissioner Dennehy's statement was borne out on the streets of Roxbury, where I went next. Like Beacon Hill, all of the main arteries, Warren Ave, Washington, Blue Hill, were all clear before 11 a.m. But so too were many narrow side streets near Fort Hill. I'm riding in the car with Howard Powell of WGBH, and we've driven down a number of side streets here in Roxbury, and they have all been plowed. We're on Cedar Street right now, totally cleared. And earlier we passed even smaller side streets that seem to have been cleared of snow. Here's Thornton Street, for example, and it looks like the plows have been down to Thornton Street as well. In fact, almost all of the roads I visited in the city were cleaned by 1:30. And I also took to social media to ask observers around the city to tell WGBH what time the plows showed up to clean their streets, from Jamaica Plain and Roslindale to Back Bay and Charlestown. In light of the discussion around income inequality and disparate treatment, I asked DPW Commissioner Dennehy if he specifically instructs his supervisors to treat all neighborhoods the same.
Oh, most definitely. And we stop in, myself and the deputy commissioner and the two assistant superintendents have touched the wall at each of the 10 districts today. And they all understand that, you know, that's their fiefdom, and they take pride in their work, and they make sure that each street is treated accordingly.
But some residents of Boston don't depend on the city at all to remove the white stuff. The wealthiest street in Boston, Lewisburg Square on Beacon Hill, the home of Secretary of State John Kerry, hires a private company to remove snow. A worker named Glenn was out blowing and shoveling the sidewalk at the height of the most recent storm. He stopped for a moment to talk to a reporter.
We do this street, this whole square here, and then the sidewalks up and down.
And in Roxbury, I ran into six industrious young men out of school because of the storm who were willing and able to shovel out parking spaces and sidewalks for a fair price. Brian Smith and Robert Cooper spoke for the group.
Are you knocking on doors? What are you doing exactly?
Yeah, we're knocking on doors. We usually go to the customers that we serve, like in the past before already, and then we try to find new customers.
I guess, and if you didn't like snow before, you found a reason to like snow, right?
Yes, to make money.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
In Roxbury, Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.